Today on The Winning Walk with author and pastor Dr. Ed Young.
What's going on here in our scripture? It is simply this. Suffering comes to Job, and so many times suffering comes to you and me when we do not deserve it, at least as much suffering that is brought about, because we're being tested to see if we love God for himself and for himself alone, or we love him for the goodies, the health, the blessing that we can get from him.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of The Winning Walk. I'm Wayne Shepherd. It's a question that each of us has asked or will ask as we walk this journey of life. What is the purpose of suffering? Thankfully, God hasn't left us without answers, as you'll discover in today's message from Dr. Young called The Purpose of Suffering. Part two of this compelling message is coming up on today's program, so stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young will return right after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with our Bible teacher, Dr. Ed Young. Before we jump into today's message, I'm pleased to let you know that we have a special resource for you this week. It's a copy of Dr. Young's booklet called Hope in the Storms of Life, and he wrote it to help you turn your trials into triumphs. So be sure to request a copy when you call The Winning Walk today, 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. Now, let's continue a message we started yesterday called The Purpose of Suffering. Here's Dr. Young.
Then God affirms what we've already read. He is blameless. He fears me. He's the greatest man in the East. In other words, he says, Satan, Job loves me. Have you seen Job and you're trolling around? And Satan says, oh, yeah. Yeah, I've tried to get it, Job. But God, you've put a hedge around him, and that hedge is so thick, I can't get to him. You've put a hedge around him and around all of his children, around all his possessions, around all of his animals. You've so hedged in your God, Job. You've been giving him penthouse treatment, and I can't get to him. But, says Satan, if you'll just take that hedge down and let me get my hands on him, he will curse you to your face. You think he loves you? Let me take away all the stuff you have given him, and he'll curse you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Satan is doing what? He's questioning the motives of Job. He said, oh, yeah. Job is godly, and he's wealthy, and he's a wonderful dad. But let me tell you something. He is serving you, and he says he loves you and worship, oh Lord, because of the benefits he's getting. A question of motive. Let me tell you something. You can't prove your motives are good or bad. Nobody can. Nobody can about anything. Just can't do it. It's impossible. Now, you could accuse me of stealing a car. I could prove to you, I hope that I didn't steal your car. But you say, hey, your motives are shabby. You're preaching that sermon. They pay you a salary. We pay you. You work for me. Man, you're preaching for money. I can't prove that you're right. I can't prove you're wrong. Motives. So he challenges God. Satan challenges God and puts God in what seems to be a box. Man, just let me get to him. You know what God did? This is another staggering thing. God says, okay, you can put your hands on him. You can deal with him any way you want to, but don't touch his health. Don't touch his mind. Don't touch his body. Now, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. But right now, this is the deal that God limits Satan. Remember, God limits Satan at this moment as to what is he going to do with Job. In limitation, God says, okay, get him. Pew. Curtain comes down. Whew. Act 2. Satan attacks, and he attacks swiftly. Now he can get through that hedge. By the way, let me say something to everybody here. I think every believer, a man or a woman or a teenager in Christ, we have a hedge around us. And I think that hedge, evil cannot get to us. We have freedom of choice. We can give an entree to that evil sometimes. We can give the devil a chance to deal with us. For example, Ephesians 4:26, it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because if the sun goes down your anger, or you go to sleep and you're angry at somebody, you are giving the devil a chance to get to you because you're angry, because you hold grudges. If you're holding grudges today, you're giving an opening in your life, even as a believer, for old Slewfoot to get in there and to destroy your life. See? But there's a hedge around us. And generally speaking, that hedge is intact. And I pray all the time that God put a hedge around my son, my daughter, my grandson, my granddaughter. I pray for those hedges. God, keep that hedge intact. But now the hedge is down. And Satan attacks Job. And boy, he attacks swiftly. And Job is seated, and a messenger comes in, one of his servants, and he says, Job, the Sabaeans have come and attacked. And they have taken away all the oxen and all the donkeys and killed all the servants who were looking after them. And the Bible says, while he was still telling Job about the attack of the Sabaeans, another servant comes in and said, oh, Job, lightning has struck. There was a lightning storm, and all your sheep, 7,000 of them, were herded together, and lightning came and killed every one of them. And all the servants with him, I was the only one who survived. And while he was still talking, another servant came in and said, the Chaldeans have come with three different attacking points, and they had come and killed all the servants and taken away all your camels. And then while he was still reporting, another servant came in broken and says, oh, Job, you'll not believe what happened. Your seven sons and your three daughters, they were having a celebration together of the birthday of one of your son, and a tornado came and killed all of your kids. They're dead. And all the servants who were there. Bam! Zip, 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 zip. Job goes from the richest, greatest, most pious man in the East to someone who is destitute on the streets. He's lost it all. Then the Bible tells of how Job reacts to this. Listen to it. All of heaven is waiting to see. They know about the contest between God and Satan. And Job is the ping pong ball that God and Satan are hitting back to one another. And now all of heaven and all of hell and all the universe waits to see how Job will respond. Was Satan right? Was he serving God because of what he could get out of God so he could be the teacher's pet? Or did he love God for himself alone? Who was right? And we see the response here. Job says, after he lost it all, verse 20, then Job arose and tore his robe and shaved his head and fell to the ground and worshiped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Cursed? No, blessed be the name of the Lord. What did Job do? Job went into sorrow. Nothing wrong with sorrow. We try to hold it back. Oh, you've got to keep it simple. Oh, you've cried enough. Oh, no. Man, that's genuine sorrow. He'd lost all his possessions. He'd lost all of his kids. Just like that. Just like that. So he shaved his head, tore his robe, would have put dirt over his head, fell down in the dirt, face down, a broken man, a humble man, a penniless man, a pauper, suffering, suffering.
You're listening to Dr. Ed Young and The Winning Walk. This week and next, we're featuring a booklet from Dr. Young, a short but powerful resource titled Hope in the Storms of Life. This booklet will help you weather the storms of life and triumph, and we'd like to send you a copy today to thank you for your financial support of the Winning Walk broadcast. So give us a call with your donation and request a copy of Hope in the Storms of Life. Toll free, call 1-800-350-WALK. Our number again, 1-800-350-9255. Well, stay with us in just a moment from Dr. Young.
Suffering just takes us away from people and stuff, and then we find out whether or not we love God for Himself alone. Only suffering can teach you that.
Don't miss what's ahead from Dr. Ed Young. We'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we rejoin Dr. Young, a question. How do you weather the storms of life? And furthermore, how do you turn your personal trials into triumphs? Dr. Young addresses these questions in a booklet we want to send you to thank you for your financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. The booklet is called Hope in the Storms of Life, and you can request a copy when you call 1-800-350-WALK. Again, that's 1-800-350-9255. This offer is only being made available for a limited time, so please call The Winning Walk soon to request a copy of Hope in the Storms of Life. Call 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's Dr. Young again to continue his message, The Purpose of Suffering.
Then what did he do? He said, he looked back. He said, you know, when I was born, I came in this world naked. And then he looked ahead to his death. He said, guess what? I'm going to leave this world naked. Right? Anybody want to debate that? Paul said to Timothy, you can't take it with you. Paraphrase. That's what he said. That's what Job said. He said, I came in naked. I'm going to leave naked. He looked back. He looked ahead to his death. Then he looked up to God and he said, but God, I want to thank you for the stuff that I had, for the children I enjoyed, for the life that I lived. I want to thank you for that and praise you for that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, what happened here? Remember, the very opposite of what Satan wanted to take place, didn't it? Satan said, man, let me take all this stuff and his family away and he'll curse God to his face. Satan took it all away and he blessed God and praised God in the midst of suffering that no one here, perhaps I pray, will ever have to endure. It was all reversed. And Job came out a man of stature, a man who not was a fraud, a man not who was a phony, but a man who was the real thing. Steadfast, a hero, a godly man, loving God for himself alone, not just for what he was getting from God as God was blessing him when he had that penthouse lifestyle. Now, when you walk out on the turf of Job, you will. Everybody here will walk on Job's turf. Sure, young, old, middle. Some of you have already walked on Job's turf. Some of you are walking on Job's turf right now. A lot of us, different situations. Now, when you're walking on Job's turf, I want to remind you that sometimes when tough times come, we deserve it. Somebody who's been abusive, of themselves or others, somebody who has been profane, somebody who has been godless, somebody who has kicked people when they were down, somebody who was conniving, somebody who was an ongoing slanderer, somebody who has totally deceived and lied and lived according to the flesh. When tough times come, you deserve it because of choices you've made or choices I've made. That's just the way this world works, ladies and gentlemen. So when tough times come, don't say, oh, Lord, I don't understand why this happened to me. Just check the choices yesterday and see. Sometimes when tough times come, we don't deserve it. But sometimes when tough times come, we deserve it, and sometimes we don't deserve it. And we don't deserve it, but we still give the religious answer to tough times. We give the moralistic answer. Oh, Lord, I'm going to plug in some new worship stuff, and I'm going to get my life straightened out. Maybe you'll give me some good stuff again, you know. And we don't deserve. Or maybe we get cynical with cynicism. Well, Lord, I just know that life is a gamble and I've just been lucky, or I'm just going through a period of bad luck. There's a cynical response when suffering comes we don't deserve. And there's a moralistic response. Oh, I'm going to do better when suffering comes. But neither one of those responses are a biblical response. What's going on here in our scripture? It is simply this. Suffering comes to Job, and so many times suffering comes to you and me when we do not deserve it, at least as much suffering that is brought about, because we're being tested to see if we love God for himself and for himself alone, or we love him for the goodies, the health, the blessing that we can get from him. You see, if stuff, even family and friends and all the stuff that we gather around, when suffering comes, it pulls us away from all that stuff, doesn't it? That stuff doesn't seem important because we're broken. We're separated. All that was big yesterday, when suffering comes, makes no difference today. And we're isolated. And we're lonely. We're shameful. Suffering just takes us away from people and stuff. And then we find out whether or not we love God for himself alone. Just love God for himself alone. Only suffering can teach you that. Only suffering can teach me that. We cannot learn it any other way. You see, if we love God for himself alone, when we are suffering and we remove from family and stuff and we move over here, it forces us to move closer to God, who's always trying to move closer to us. You see it? It forces us. It drives us into the love of God. Job was the real thing. His motives were genuine. So many times that's not true in this world. Here's a guy who's dating this girl. He says all the right words. She thinks maybe he's the right one. But she refuses to sleep with him. Therefore, he says, she's not going to give me it. Therefore, I'm walking away. His motives were corrupt. People go to church and say, well, I go to church to worship God, but I want a network up there in the church. You meet a lot of people, a lot of contacts, and I can do a lot of business up there. I'm networking when I'm in church. Motives. But you see, when we pull away from family and friends and stuff, and suffering forces us to do that, then we determine whether or not we love God for himself alone, or we love God for what he does for us, for that hedge he puts around us, for the blessings that he gives us.
Dr. Ed Young with his message today titled, The Purpose of Suffering. We need to pause for a short station break, but before we do, I want to remind you to give The Winning Walk a call to request a copy of Dr. Young's powerful booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life. call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. This booklet is our gift to thank you for your donation to support this Winning Walk broadcast. So please ask for a copy when you call 1-800-350-9255. And yes, there's still more Winning Walk to come after the break, so stay with us. Back with Dr. Ed Young and The Winning Walk. You can find us online at winningwalk.org. Be sure to browse our online bookstore for resources to help you dig deeper spiritually. That's winningwalk.org. Now, let's get to the conclusion of today's message. Here's Dr. Young.
Suffering drives us into the love of God. Now, let me tell you something. How in the world did Job know that God loved him unconditionally? You see, Satan's a liar. When Satan comes and tells God, like he did about Job, hey, this guy, this girl, they're not real. They are loving you for what they can get out of you. God doesn't believe it. He knows that's partially true, right? It's partially true. But God doesn't believe the lie of Satan tells about you and me. God knows there's more to you and more to me than that. That's a little bit, but that's not all of us. God sees through the lie of Satan. By the same token, Satan comes to you and me and lies about God and says, how in the world can God love you and you're going through all of this? You think God loves you? You can't. Look what's happened to family, kids, vocation, your resources, your retirement. Man, God doesn't love you. We tend to believe it when Satan lies to us about the love of God. And the only way we can discover whether or not we love God for God alone is to go through tough times. And sometimes we go through tough times, we don't deserve it. Sometimes we go through tough times and we deserve it. But every time we go through tough times, God is up to something. God is teaching us something. How did Job know that God loved him unconditionally? Man, if you've been Job back there in those patriarchal years, how in the world did he know when everything was wiped out that God still loved him? I don't know. I don't know how Job knew that. But see, we're way ahead of Job. We're way ahead of Job. How would you and I know that God loves us unconditionally when we go through tough times? We get in the deep end of the pool and we're sinking. When we're in the bottom of a pit that's dark and there's no way out, how do we know God loves us? Oh, we're way ahead of Job. We know God loves us because of the cross of his son, Jesus Christ. We know that. We know that. Suffering drives us like nothing else into the love of God.
The Purpose of Suffering, a powerful message from Dr. Ed Young and The Winning Walk. Don't forget that this week and next we're making a very powerful resource available to you, Dr. Young's booklet called Hope in the Storms of Life. It's our gift to thank you for your financial support of this Winning Walk broadcast. So please call now to request it at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Tomorrow, Dr. Young brings his next message about the life of Job called How Not to Comfort. This is a program you won't want to miss, so come back Wednesday as we take another step on the Winning Walk.